Hello, everyone. Welcome to the July 30th, 2017 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for July 30th to August 5th and beyond. But before we begin, an important announcement. The Astrology News Report could use a bit of financial assistance. Please help support your favorite astrology blog. Even $10 helps, but you can donate any amount. Just click or tap on the link at the end of the video. Thanks. And now, on with the predictions. No planets are changing signs in the sidereal zodiac this week, but there are some important patterns forming that are worthy of consideration. So, I thought to take advantage of this brief interlude to contemplate what is coming up in August. Of course, the thing on everyone's mind is the total solar eclipse. This isn't such a big deal if you are not in the USA, because this eclipse is only going to be visible as a total eclipse over the continental United States. People in every other part of the world will just be having a normal day. I've already done a video analyzing the astrological significations of the eclipse, so no more on that here, but there will be another special report on the effects on personal charts in a forthcoming episode. One of the main astrology features of August 2017 is that Saturn is stationary this month. Back in April, Saturn began a 4.5 months long retrograde phase, which will end on August 25th. Before and after ending its retrograde period, a planet appears to stop moving in the zodiac. Naturally, slow-moving planets like Saturn become motionless for extended periods of time. This condition, called stationary, makes the planet extra strong for effects. In this case, Saturn, the great malefic, will be dispensing its energy of limitation in powerful ways all through August and most of September. Saturn, the planet of structure, is not moving, which is not good for making progress. As the planet of restriction, it becomes more restrictive. Saturn, the planet of delay, will be delaying things further. The planet of the established order, when it is immobile, will not be willing to adjust to changes, even necessary ones. In this stubborn condition, the planet of harsh reality can be especially harsh, even cruel, particularly in a naturally power-oriented sign like Scorpio. Saturn is now stationary at 27 degrees Scorpio. If you have anything significant in your natal chart at the end of Scorpio or opposite at the end of Taurus, you will definitely be feeling the energy of restrictive Saturn. Probably you already are. Here's an example of somebody with that problem. Donald Trump. Saturn is stationary on his natal Ketu and simultaneously conjunct natal Moon, opposite natal Sun, natal Rahu, and natal Uranus. Mr. Trump is not going to be having an easy August. Along with Saturn, another immobilized astrology component in the zodiac is the nodal axis, Rahu and Ketu, the eclipse points, are stationary this month. The eclipse points are calculated based on the interaction of the path of the Sun and the path of the Moon. Usually these points make about 2 degrees progress per month, and they move backwards compared to the rest of the planets in perpetual retrograde motion. But every so often, the nodes pause on a degree for a month or more. What is notable this time is that the pause is happening just as the nodes are about to change signs. In other words, right on the borderline between two signs, Leo and Cancer for Rahu, and between Aquarius and Capricorn for Ketu. What is the signification of this? The nodes are general indicators of change and transformation. When the nodes change signs, changes become manifest. But now we have the nodes on pause. The energy is one of anticipation. When they do get moving in September, which will be after the August eclipse, changes will likely come swiftly. Another planet that is not making progress this month is Mercury, which remains in the sign Leo all month due to going retrograde. Mercury will begin a retrograde period starting on August 12th. There's a technique in Vedic astrology called dispositorship, which basically means that a planet's strength gets determined by the condition of the planet that rules the sign that the first planet is in. Something notable about August is that the two main benefic planets, Jupiter and Venus, are both in signs ruled by Mercury. Thus, Mercury becomes the decider for Venus and Jupiter's energy in August. But, due to its retrograde condition, this crucial dispositor planet, Mercury, is in a decidedly undependable energy state. So, Mercury's problems will extend to Venus and Jupiter, adding more uncertainty to an already problematic month. Speaking of dispositors, there's another planet in this situation during August, which is Mars. Uranus, planet of disruption, is in Mars's sign Aries, and simultaneously, Saturn, planet of harsh realities, is in Mars's other sign, Scorpio. Thus, the energy of these two natural malefic planets is being transferred to Mars, which is itself a natural malefic. Since July 11th, Mars has been in Cancer, its sign of debilitation. A debilitated natural malefic planet has even more potential to do harm. So Mars and its significations are especially problematic during August and beyond, because Saturn doesn't leave Mars's sign Scorpio until late October. Okay, so there's a lot of stuck negative planetary energy in August. What to do about all this? Well, we should not have high expectations for August. It's not the best month for moving forward or getting anything started. Like the nodes, this month is a time for a pause. Things change in September. Actually, September will bring a lot of changes and a whole new ball game in the zodiac. And now, before leaving you, a little reminder. It does take a lot of time and work to produce these videos each week. If you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, please help keep it going by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks, and until next week.